Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Cascarella. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. Salters goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Larry steals second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Farrell scores. Larry moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Bishop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ed Lager now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Werber moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Lager covering. Safe. Werber scores. Cecil moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Mort Floor now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry bunts towards the mound. Floor fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wurstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floor moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floor moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bing Miller pinch hits for Mort Floor. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Whitey Wilshere now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Werber moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wilshere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilshere strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber bunts towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Coleman moves to third. McNair moves to second. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams pinch hits for Whitey Wilshere. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-4 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Soltis, who is chasing the ball. Wurstler reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.